You're listening to episode number 1819 of the Who Cares News for today, Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's only the middle of the week. The sucky part of all this is that, you know, it's only Wednesday. I need it to be Friday all day long. I've been saying to myself, God, I wish it was Friday. And I hate to be that way. That's so negative when you do that, right? Is that negative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hate being negative. Just not, it's not, yeah, I guess so.
You guess so. All right, some random facts for you today. All Every right. letter in English is silent in at least one word. Every letter in the English alphabet is silent in at least one word in the vernacular.
Even a Z?
Yes, except for the letter V. The letter V, which could be a V sound or an F song sound, I think. Never silent. Never silent. And, of course, if it's an English word that is being pronounced in German, the V sounds like a W. So,
and in the case of things like, say, Brett Favre,
well, yeah,
it actually comes, the V will actually come after.
After the other letter. Because it's Favre, but he pronounced it Favre.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Favre. Forever 21, you know the store, was founded by a Korean couple in Los Angeles in 1984, selling clothing designs that were similar to ones that were popular in South Korea at the time. I did not know that. By the way, you're going to love this. We all currently have hemorrhoids. This is a random fact for today. They're just not inflamed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're just waiting. They're waiting
for
inflammation.
They're just lying in wait. Ready to pounce at any given moment.
All right, and the last one. The most common street name in the U.S. is?
Well,
I think we knew this
The city
one.
Was Washington. The capital was Washington.
Right.
The county was Washington. Whatever
yeah,
was
county.
Washington.
Yeah, county. No.
First Street.
Second Street. The theory is that a town will name its first street either First or Main.
Yes, we've talked about it. We have talked about this, yes.
You pretty much always go with Second after that. Second Street.
You're always safe in Second.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
Second place is always safest.
All right.
It is not first, you're last.
It's time. It is time. You've waited so long for the Who Cares News.
Yeah.
What's going on there, Morgan?
Well, now Kim says, Kimmy Kim. She says she will suspend her use of Facebook and Instagram accounts today in protest.
What?
That's what she says. I will suspend Facebook and Instagram.
Wow.
She is among several celebrities who have joined the hashtag Stop Profit for Hate campaign.
Oh, I've not heard of that. That's interesting.
I haven't either.
Well, you know, on Facebook, I could be wrong. Somebody will probably correct me on this, but I remember reading something last week that they're willing to pay people $20 a week between now and the election not to post.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's like, and what I read was like, and it is to see if it has any, if they have any effect on the election. It's like, wow, I guess there's no other time to do that. I suppose it's like a clinical trial. You decide. If you want to be part of it, it's not like they're censoring you.
So if she's going to suspend her accounts, what does that do?
So, you know, social media makes money off of, they make money off advertising.
Yes.
So the more bodies that scroll by, every time you scroll by, they get paid. So if you stop scrolling today because you went to go see something that Kim posted, oh my God, you don't want to miss that, then they're going to be out some money today. That's the same thing as everybody. Remember we had the gas prices went up back in the Great Recession in 08? And everybody said if you would not buy gas on Tuesdays, gas prices would come down.
Right.
And that didn't work either. So it's like everybody stopped going to Facebook today. That's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's the same attitude. I get it.
I don't get like, hateful. Well, I guess everything is hateful.
Well, no. Hello. Depends what, you know, there's hate on both
sides.
I'll
stay on Facebook today.
There's, yeah, there you go.
That's all right.
Well, you know, Kim's Kim's freezing it. You know, she's not going to do Facebook. So
I can't sit by and stay silent while these platforms continue to allow the spreading of hate, propaganda, and misinformation.
She wrote that in her social media.
Misinformation shared on social media has a serious impact on our elections and undermines our democracy.
Oh, well, okay.
Can you believe? Can you? Okay.
You're well, gonna, no, I get now, that.
Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with her.
Are you really?
I agree
are
with
you,
that.
Are you with her? Uh-huh. Wow, I'm shocked.
I told my.
I am so
She said something smart that I agree with.
Well, there's hope for the world. Is that what you're saying? There's hope for the world? She's Kim Kardashian said something smart.
They're only frozen for today.
Oh, because tomorrow. You know,
that's how she makes her money.
That's exactly how she makes. I was going to say.
Influencing.
Yeah. I do follow her on Instagram. And when she posts an Instagram story, it's got 30, 40 different panes of information about what she's selling. You know, everything from cosmetics to Skims to nail stuff.
I mean, it's just posts.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's in stories. Yeah. And she just go pain after pain after pain after pain after pain. You know, 40 of them. And it's like, hey, swipe, man. I got to get something else. I don't really need eyeliner today. I don't.
I'm not that emotionally invested in.
Besides, don't you like my eyeliner? Doesn't it look nice?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Glorious.
Yeah.
Was it Kim's?
I never tell. A girl never tells her secrets.
Was it Kylie's?
Shh.
So, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly. Like, yeah. We haven't talked about her in the last 18 hours.
But I care about her.
Do you care about her?
Sure.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
She gave her voice co-star John Legend and his wife Chrissy Teigen the ultimate anniversary gift on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was that?
Kelly sent a giant pizza and a bottle of wine to the couple, and Chrissy couldn't quite get over it.
Oh, Chrissy can't get over anything. I like her, but I'm beginning to wonder.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, Chrissy. It's like, you just get, maybe that's a positive thing. I mean, because she's always positive. But I mean, okay, pregnant woman, excited about a giant pizza. And I'm thinking morning sickness, heartburn, and she can't drink the wine. So, you know,
John. 3 ounces or so.
Oh, can she?
Yeah. They react in disbelief before giving it a taste. And so then Chrissy tweeted.
What? You got a pizza, and you're just, whoa, it's a pizza.
It's a cool gift,
Oh,
though,
my God, it's a pizza. I think we should take a bite.
Just so then, oh, my God, Kelly Clarkson, I'm screaming your name like Steve Carell. I'm dying. And then she and John took a bite on the video because, you know, who wouldn't?
You know who's not eating pizza right now is Halle Berry. I guarantee you that she's not eating a pizza unless it's like some... You know, kale-infested, cauliflower-crusted, healthy damn thing. Kelly, don't send any pizza to Halle Berry. She's going to send that crap right back to you. Poison, they say. But so delicious.
So delicious.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity as usual. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.